We're living in a time where we play catch and release with deranged criminals, picking them up and then tossing them back into the general population like a fisherman releasing an underweight bass. It's now a game of Russian roulette. The government's the gun, the bullet is the criminal, and you're the target. Meanwhile, all the secure libs sit in their safe beds watching Squid Game on Netflix, a drama from South Korea where people are randomly killed in a series of children's games. You know, think hide and go seek with machetes. I enjoyed the first episode, but then I was done because I didn't need to watch it. I can just walk outside and see it for real on my streets. Jermaine Foster, a sick maniac, had just allegedly robbed one woman on Saturday, then knocked another woman to the ground. Maria Ambrosio, a 58-year-old cancer nurse. She fell, suffered a mortal head wound, and died a day later. This occurred in the afternoon in Times Square. You know, the only time decent people will venture there. It was once the number one tourist capital, but now it's Squid Game. Everyone there is either a criminal, a victim, or wearing an Elmo costume. But of course, here comes the second part of the story. Like clockwork, the fiend had been arrested before, but was released.
You know, Janet, if we get to it, I have some audio of some Haitians interviewed in Panama talking about how desperate they were and how they want to get to America and how they're thanking the president. They're actually naming Joe Biden by name. And they say, we can't go back. We can't go back to the killing, the robbing, the, you know, just the mayhem. And I'm thinking, you're coming right into it, buddy.
Well, because they're bringing it here.
Well, they're bringing it here, and it's already here too.
And there is a culture that is very different, and part of that can be from these folks coming in. Not everybody,
right?
But some.
Yeah, I mean, and we have it in our big cities.
They see us as easy marks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We're not used to that kind of thing, and our judicial system seems to be quite broken right now.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, well, it is Wednesday. Not the most optimistic start to the show.
Dang, but, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I should have started it out.
Mark. What day is it, Mark? Janet, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day.
Get happy. Why?
Because I'm happy. Wow, that's a roller coaster ride, isn't it?
That's a little better. a little better.
From
I welcome
desperation
it.
Desperation to happiness.
Yeah. After that other one, I do welcome it. Our thought of the day today is this, and it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
In a time of destruction, create something.
Wow.
In a time of destruction, create something. When everything else is being chaotic, be the reason there.
The story of Thomas Edison, when his battery factory caught on fire, he told his friends and his family, he says, get everyone down to the factory. Come to the factory, for you shall never see a fire like this again.
Oh, gosh.
And it burnt up.
Right.
And he, after it was done, he looked around the rubble to see if there was anything salvageable.
Left, yeah.
And he said, we're going to start over. I just got rid of a really bunch of crappy inventory.
Right.
And we're starting over.
Yeah.
You imagine that kind of
building back better.
Yeah. Out of destruction.
There aren't a lot of people
like that anymore
who can rise from the ashes like that.
Yeah.
It's true. But those who can, you know, go on to be
great
people that we're talking about hundreds of years later.
Exactly.
Mind Jam Trivia is next. Text us at 434-248-0704.
Who said this in the 1960s? In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Who said that in the 1960s?
Yeah, I like that.
In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me. I didn't say it. On this day in history, 1950, one of my most favorite movies ever, All About Eve, starring Betty Davis and Ann Baxter, premieres and was the best picture of 1951.
And this line is still quoted even today.
Yeah.
Really? Here we go. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy one.
That's Michael Scott's version. What? I don't have the original. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Why?
I thought this was better.
Really? Here we go. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy one.
She's over there shaking her head. What's wrong with you, Mark?
Anyway, the movie is fantastic. If mm-hmm. you haven't seen it, it's wonderful. And the way she delivers that line is amazing. 1978, 52nd Street. Great. Studio album by Billy Joel. Are you going to have like Dwight playing
William
Joel on his
stop.
Recorder?
I have Billy
Joel.
He does
that.
I put together the three radio hits from this, but there are six tracks
but
on there.
You've heard Dwight play.
I'm sure I have.
It's The Longest Time by William Joel.
Oh.
On the recorder.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they had three big hits off of this album, but I have
album
to tell you.
Album of the year.
Yeah. Zanzibar, Half a Mile Away, Stilettos. You got to listen to those songs. They are so, so, so good. Rosanna, not as to be confused with Rosanna Anadana. Anyway, here's your Billy Joel mix. Yeah, or Toto, there you go.
Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
I tried. Never said you had to. I tried singing that to my parents once.
How'd that go?
Ended up with a
when you woke
shoe.
Up, how did you feel?
I felt a shoe on my tail.
Yeah.
Going out the
yeah, those door. Italian moms, they could like throw a shoe around a corner.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
My brother knows that all too well.
2016, American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan is awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Whoa. Okay, moving on.
As I recall, he did not go to receive the award.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, 2017, the beginning of the hashtag MeToo movement begins as actress Rose McGowan alleges that Harvey Weinstein raped her in 1997.
Women wrote MeToo on social media platforms, highlighting just how pervasive the issue of harassment is. It was inspired by actress Alyssa Milano's call to action, and celebrities from Reese Witherspoon to Olympian Michaela Maroney all shared their personal stories of their own experiences with sexual harassment. But what many people don't know about the Me Too movement is it was actually started over a decade ago by an activist, Tarana Burke.
Yeah.
Me Too.
But it didn't get any,
right, didn't
traction,
get any traction
until Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
All right, birthdays today. We have some good ones
today. Here's your hint. That's a piece of paper for the first one, for the birthday.
Marie Osmond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her big hit. Her only hit that I'm aware of. 62 years old.
Uh-huh. What was her hit? Paper Roses. Oh, Lord.
Paper Roses.
See, I would have played Meet Me in Montana.
Oh, well.
She did that with Dan Seals.
Oh, it was probably
better.
It
was a big hit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Want to lose up to 13 pounds your first
there
month?
There you go.
Then just say yes to Nutrisystem.
Yes.
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 So a simple plan that helped me lose 50 pounds.
She looks really good still for her age.
He's a little bit country.
Yeah.
He's a little bit rock and roll.
That's true. I mean, she
She's lost the weight. She's kept it off.
And she's kept it off. That's the thing. She's kept it off.
Because she wants to keep that contract.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's paying the bills.
For sure. Also having a birthday today, better songs from this one, Paul Simon.
Maybe.
Oh, geez.
She's going to throw something at me. This is your chance to kick back for some coffee.
But the mother and child reunion is only emotional.
80 years old today, Paul Simon.
Give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh, yeah. Slip sliding away.
No,
slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella grooves, yeah. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. Still crazy.
The creativity that came out of that guy, and then when he was teamed up with Art Garfunkel, just amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Just,
and he's 80 today. Our next celebrity birthday, our last celebrity birthday, is Jerry Jones. He is 79.
This is him talking to Jimmy Johnson. Little story, you know, when he hired him to come work with him for the Dallas Cowboys. And they're reminiscing. If you thought they had been fighting for decades, you're probably right. But they kind of reconciled on Fox Football here, I guess, in the last little bit.
You told me one time, you said, do you have any idea what's on my shoulders when I'm trying to decide to go for two or what? And I said, yeah, when a banknote's due and you don't have no money.
And that was Jerry talking to Jimmy Johnson. And he goes on to say in part of that interview about how, you know, you heard the thing, Steve Jobs and the other guy, you want to change the world, and they were talking about Apple computer and building mm-hmm. that thing in the garage, and they kind of had a similar conversation. You want to change, you know, football,
right.
You want to make history, come with me, we're going to buy the Dallas Cowboys.
And, yeah, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've been getting some text in with our Mind Jam trivia. You want to re-ask that one?
I will, and I do want to do our last one because I found you a nice soundbite for the Iron Lady.
Okay.
Here is our Mind Jam trivia. Who said this in the 1960s? Wow, this really kind of fits who we are going to play soundbite. If you want something done in politics or something said in politics, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of guesses, including Nancy Reagan, Rosalind Carter, and Margaret Thatcher.
It is her birthday today.
It is.
Yep. And here she is.
I think I must have hit the right nail on the head when I pointed out that the logic of those policies are they'd rather have the poor poorer. Once they start to talk about the gap, they'd rather have the poor poorer. You do not create wealth and opportunity that way. You do not create a property-owning democracy that way.
Yeah, I love her.
She's something else.
We'll be back with your answer to our Mind Jam trivia when we return on The Morning Jam.
Here's one of those album cuts of Billy Joel's 52nd Street.
You make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Little Gio is a friend of mine. We'll get some money. Buy a cheap Hawaii, sit on the corner and have a holiday.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Once more, won't you meet me in Montana? I want to see the
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
There you go. That's a good song. I remember
yeah.
that one now.
Yeah. Much better than Paper Roses.
Paper Roses.
But that was her. I mean, that was a big hit
for her. Yeah, when I was listening to Top 40 radio back when I was a kid.
When you think about it, they had some terrible songs. What was the one he did?
Wombat Apple, don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Yeah, that one.
I don't care what they say.
But he had one too, like Puppy Love or something.
Oh, yeah, and they called it Puppy
Love.
Yeah,
that's...
I can't wait for Donnie's birthday. The montage I'll be able to put together and just watch you cringe. Hey, I do have... I do believe in redemption, so we're going to get a little bit right now.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah, it is. Most people get that quote wrong.
Right.
They say it's going to be a bumpy ride. Yeah, it's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah.
Bumpy night.
And Ann Baxter, she is the most manipulative. I mean, that movie is so good. But yeah, she's pretty.
She was such a beautiful lady, too.
She almost steals the show in that movie. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a Bette Davis movie, but Ann Baxter comes really close to stealing it because she's so good at playing bad. All right. Our Mind Jam trivia today.
Yeah.
Who said the 1960s?
Mm-hmm.
This.
In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Gave you a hint before we went into break.
The answer is Margaret Thatcher.
Indeed.
And it's her birthday today. She was born on this day in history. So, yeah, she's a very quotable lady for sure.
Yeah, one of a dying breed, unfortunately. I don't see people stepping up in that way, men or women, although there is a couple Brits over there that I have my eye on, but Nigel Farrar is one of those.
Was pretty great.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there you go.
So, it's Wednesday. We've got some interviews lined up. You never know what's going to happen on the show, of course. The phone numbers are 434-534-8500. Toll free 866-916-3776. Janet will have her five and dine, but we'll have Toby Thurston coming up in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about the Apple Festival up in Amherst this weekend. A couple really cool things festival wise happening north of us this weekend, and then of course Roanoke, they've got their event up at Elmwood Park, and what is it, the
Go Fest
is going to be really big this year. I mean, it's going big time. So you want to check that out. Have some fun this weekend. Go do something. Pam Bailey from the Bedford County Economic, she is the economic director for Bedford County. We're going to talk to her about some of the cool things coming down the pike for Bedford County. And then some folks from Liberty University, the Freedom Center, they're going to come in and talk to us around 7:30. So busy morning.
It's like a revolving door.
It is
around here today. Well, coming up, Kimberly McBroom is going to be sharing some stories with you. Remains of five people, including someone from Salem, has been found. She'll update us on that. Roanoke hospitalizations are still on the rise due to COVID. And a Skill Games lawsuit is moving forward. She'll get us all the details on that.
Okay.
So you were talking about events.
Yeah.
And these big events that are coming this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did events for the city of Lynchburg for a long time. It's tough stuff. It's not easy to put on an event and make it profitable.
Exactly.
And here's why. So there's a story in the news today about the organizers of the Blue Ridge Rock Festival.
Right.
Evidently, and you know, they just canceled one.
Yeah, the country.
The country version. One that they had coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They've received a bill of $330,000 from Pennsylvania County.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Is that just to covering for the services they provided, or is that... or is that the one that has to do with
337,000?
Because I think, weren't the meal taxes not covered? That was part of their problem, if I'm remembering right.
This was the statement from Purpose-Driven Events.
Okay.
This is what they put out. Purpose-Driven Events will pay all costs actually accrued by the county. We are examining the specifics of all charges and are working to ensure that this matter is resolved to mutual satisfaction. The county is still holding six figures in liquid cash that we provided to them directly.
Mm.
The amount they are holding more than supersedes the amount we have been billed. Oh. Blue Ridge Rock Festival has already made an impact of over $23 million on the local municipality this year through a seven-figure investment in local businesses, nearly $1 million in hotel reservations, as well as substantial tax revenue permitting fees and over 1,300 employees or contractors, and overall commerce generated from bringing tens of thousands of dollars to the local area.
So it sounds like there was some, those are a lot of good things that happen.
And that's what happens with events.
Right.
But when you still have to make sure that your police are covered.
Exactly.
Your city employees mm-hmm. are covered. Your traffic, there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of logistical things that have to be covered by your local, you know.
Although that's a pretty hefty bill.
It is.
I don't know. I'd like to, because of my background, I'd love to get a hold of that thing.
Sure.
And look at it.
Sure, sure.
I would be pretty fascinated to see. And of course, that's for the Rock Festival and the Worship at the Mountain.
Yeah, I think it was, Worship at the Mountain, yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems like that a storm could be a brewing in Pennsylvania County. We'll see how that
wallets,
shapes up.
Coffers being emptied.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Well, we've got a lot of stories to cover this morning, including UPS and FedEx and USPS have released their holiday shipping deadlines.
Jeez. Yeah. I've got
October 31st to get it there by Christmas. It's not that bad, I don't think. But
well, it's interesting.
But
there's
close.
Some different cities they have empty shelves right now when it comes to all kinds of things, food, supplies. We've got a major supply chain problem. Did you realize there was a supply chain task force in place for months now? I just found that out yesterday.
Are they using them?
Probably not.
Or are we just paying them not to do their job like we are the border?
The border, paying $5 million a day not to build the fence.
Yeah, Roanoke College professors kind of weighing in on inflation and how prices could be impacted during the holiday season. We'll have that story coming up too.
Paid $3.15 a gallon yesterday for the cheap stuff.
It's painful.
It is. CBS News Brief is next.
Fifty-nine degrees now in Lynchburg, 61 in Bedford, 60 in Amherst, 63 in Salem, 64 in Roanoke, 57 in Danville.
Wow.
And can I just say, kudos, Todd Starnes.
Yeah, it was a good story.
I love that story.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful.
Campbell County Animal Control will hold a drive-through rabies clinic on Saturday. That would be October the 16th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Long's Farm Supply, located at Lynchburg Avenue in Brooknill. It is a chance to get your kids, your furry kids, checked out. The rabies vaccine will be given at a cost of $10 each. You can also write a check to these folks. Dogs and cats can be vaccinated. Pet owners do not have to be a resident of Campbell County to participate.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, inflation in the market has led to higher prices for everyday expenses, things like food, gas, and cars. However, with the holiday season approaching, a Roanoke College professor is saying those prices could rise even more.
Yeah.
From August 2020 to August 2021, there was a 5.3% increase during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Before, the numbers hovered around 2%, significantly less. The current rise in inflation can be linked, of course, to supply and demand chain issues that began during the pandemic. And at the grocery store, you may have noticed that items that are everyday expenses cost more than they did last year.
Yeah.
Roanoke College economics professor Dr. Alice Kaysen said prices could go up throughout the holiday season, but the consumer can make the necessary decisions to not be heavily impacted by inflation. The impact it plays on you has something to do with your decisions to buy. Is that something you have to buy right now?
Yeah.
Or is that something that can wait until later? The recent increase in gas prices may continue to rise more as people travel more during the holiday.
Yeah. A local fuel company, Foster Fuels, is celebrating 100 years this year. That's pretty cool. Foster Fuels is ready to expand their propane operations in Campbell County by establishing a new headquarters location on Callahan Road in Rustburg. According to the statement released yesterday to Campbell County officials, Foster Fuels was established in 1921 and operates out of Brooknill, bringing recognition and fuel to the county, providing various heating fuels distributions for businesses and homes.
So a school in Lynchburg, Sheffield Elementary School, mm-hmm. is going to spend the rest of the week providing remote instruction. Okay. According to Lynchburg City Schools, the elementary school building will be closed to students from today through Friday. And then, if school officials determine that Sheffield has enough staff members to ensure the safety and supervision of students, the building will reopen for in-person learning on Monday, October 18th.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, what is that about?
I don't know. I mean, maybe Kamala's coming in to film with real students.
I don't know. Well.
That whole debacle is
so
not
I wonder
to light.
If it must not be COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They
could be shortages.
They're just understaffed.
Mm-hmm. Could be that. I've seen a lot of that.
Huh.
And I saw an article that 50% of the people in our country that are working want to find a new job.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty high rate.
Yeah, it is.
And stuff like that, and then you add the pandemic, and then you add. You know, we're just.
I mean, they're calling it the Great Resignation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because so many people have. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we had this story, it was either earlier this week or the end of last week, how, you know, businesses need to take a hard look at giving bonuses to those that have stayed so they'll
right.
continue to stay.
That's called retention
right.
bonuses.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that's called.
Yep.
Or for some people, cost of living raises. So we said we had those deadlines that were released by USPS, FedEx, and
yes.
UPS.
Yes, yes.
So here are the dates okay. that you need to be aware of if you're going to be sending things across the country or okay. if you've got people that you're going to be mailing things to. For USPS, first class mail needs to be in the box by December 17th.
To get there when? By you know,
Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
They'll be lucky to have it by Valentine's Day.
Look, I got one in, jeez. When was it? February or March?
We were 2 or 3 months into the show and you got a Christmas card.
I got a
card.
Christmas card, yeah.
I mean,
so first class mail, there. Look, I'm just passing the information
I know,
along.
But I'm just trying
first
to.
First class mail, December 7th. Priority mail, December 18th. Priority mail express, December 23rd. I cry oh. BS on that one. That ain't going to happen.
BS on all of them.
All right, so FedEx, typically better than USPS.
Right.
Ground economy, December 9th.
To get it there by Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good to know.
FedEx Ground and Home Delivery, December 15th. Express Saver, December 21st. Second Day, December 22nd. Overnight Services, the 23rd. That's going to cost you.
Right.
And Same Day, FedEx, December 24th. That's going to be expensive. And then UPS Ground Shipping, you have to check your website for a quote, it says. Second Day airs the 22nd, December 23rd is next day. And UPS service guaranteed has been suspended for most services due to COVID-19.
Sure.
And remember, shipping costs will go up as December 25th nears. So maybe get those packages, just put
send
do not
in
open,
October.
Do not open till Christmas. Maybe just put that on there and go ahead and send them on.
You're going to be happy to know Biden's on the job.
President Biden will meet with the leadership of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, along with union officials, to discuss the growing supply chain crisis. The International Monetary Fund says the disruptions are hampering the U.S. recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Dozens of cargo ships are anchored off the Southern California coast and will be for several days, we're told. National correspondent William Lajeunesse is at the Port of Los Angeles tonight.
If you noticed a short supply in Halloween decorations, just wait till Christmas.
This is a pandemic-induced consumer buying surge, the likes of which we've never seen.
Higher prices, empty shelves, surging demand highlights a growing supply chain crisis. As hundreds of ships wait to be loaded with cargo off Shanghai, hundreds more are already docked, anchored, or waiting for weeks to offload containers at ports in Long Beach and Los Angeles.
Now, I'm gonna stop it there because we do have a transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, and he is on the job as well.
So let's talk about some of the aspects of infrastructure specific to your department. And let's talk, first of all, what I think I can call a crisis with our ports right now on the West Coast and the East Coast, when we have all those ships lined up trying to offload. And by the way, we don't have the trucks to get the stuff off the ports anyway. What can you do about that problem?
So this is a challenge that really stretches across the entire supply chain. If you think about it, if the ships are there, then actually the ships are not where the entirety of the issue lies. It's really everything in between. In addition to issues in shipping, it's everything in between that ship that's waiting for its chance to come into port and the shelf where that product is supposed to wind up in the end.
Now, he drones on. That's Pete Buttigieg. Okay, he just drones on and never even addresses the problem.
The real issue.
Well, you know, the problem is that the ships are out there. We got to get it off the ships and then onto the shelves. And everything in between is affected by that. And then he goes on to say, Janet, a couple of things. This problem will kind of fix itself as it works out.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're hoping.
And it could take years for us to have a what we would consider a normal supply chain in place. He could be right on that. But he just drones on, and I just think this is where Trump kicked butt. He would say, I don't care. Get the National Guards in there and get them to drive those trucks, and let's get the product on the shelf. He's just that kind of guy.
Well, here's the thing. We can't rely on the government to take care of this.
No.
It's going to take independent people doing the work.
Right.
And if they're lucky, that's what they're counting on, is for it to rectify it themselves. I mean, you think of the truck drivers out there who never stopped during the pandemic. They constantly kept going. I mean, American truckers run this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't appreciate them
right
like we should, but they've never stopped.
Right.
They've the reason that we've made it through as well as we have is because of the truckers.
Right.
So, you know,
here's a guy that couldn't run a city of 100,000.
Right.
And now he's running the transportation department.
Dear God, help us.
And just government, get the blank out of the way. Get right. Out of the way.
Well, I mean, that's what Reagan said. The best thing government can do is empower people and get out of the way.
Right.
So, you know, Rita says, that moron knows nothing about transportation and logistics, clearly from that statement.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
I know. There we go.
We've been talking about it for weeks now. So if you want to get something to your loved ones or a friend, you should probably honestly consider sending it now and do like Janet said, put do not open till December 25th.
That's right.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They're family-owned, independent grocery store that has everything you need, including a meat department that is second to none. They're going to take care of any special orders you may have. Their prices are great. And go by and see Todd and the crew today and make sure you tell them that we sent you. Today's recipe is for one of those I don't really want to cook, but I want something yummy for my family.
Okay.
Kind of meal. It's that kind of thing that I always keep in my arsenal when I don't want to. I always use this on Wednesday nights when we would have church on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And I needed something quick. This is a cheesy chicken melt. And this is a great way to use rotisserie chicken, like if you have leftover rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can cook up 3 chicken breasts with some Montreal chicken seasoning and shred it up that way. Or just use the rotisserie chicken. Honestly, that's what I did. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. And you're going to, in a large bowl, cream together cream cheese and a little bit of butter. Add your chicken, cheese and seasoning and stir it until it's evenly combined. So you've got your cheddar, your salt and your pepper, all that. going to combine it up. Then you're going to open up your buns. I like to use like the slider buns. The potato buns are good. Mm-hmm. Now they have the Hawaiian buns. They're in that shape. That's also really tasty for this. You're going to spoon a hearty amount of that chicken filling on the bottom half and top it with the lid, and then put all your sandwiches in the baking pan. Then you're going to mix together honey mustard, honey, butter, and poppy seeds, and you're going to pour that over the buns and bake it for 15 minutes and cover it with foil, and then you remove the foil at the end and toast it up. It's a really good recipe, and despite, you know, it sounds like it's really fattening.
Right.
It's about 600 calories.
Oh, wow.
So it's not as bad as you might think, but really, really tasty, super delicious. Cheesy chicken melts. You want that recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find that recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you courtesy of F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family pack New York strip steaks, $7.79 a pound. Daniel Boone Country Ham are $2.89 a pound, sliced for free. Boneless beef chuck roast are $5.59 a pound. Save on ragu pasta sauce, 3 for $5. Bush baked beans, 5 for $5. And the General Mills cereal sale continues at 2 for $5. Also save on North Carolina sweet potatoes. They're 69 cents a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town.
Paul Simon's birthday, 80 years old today. That has to be one of my favorite Paul Simon songs.
I've never heard it.
My Little... Oh, it was a huge hit in 1975, 76.
Was it?
Yeah, My Little Town.
Huh.
Yeah, he actually sang that with Art Garfunkel.
Okay.
It came in and sang with him on that one. And that song reminds me of Allentown.
Billy
Joel song. It's just something... Reminds me of home, back in little old Wimber, Pennsylvania, where I grew up part of my life anyways before my parents moved to Florida, little coal mining town.
Yeah.
Scalp 57, where some of our good friends and family lived. My sister-in-law grew up at Scalp 57. Her parents came down a couple of years after
ours.
Is
that the name of the town?
Well,
Scalp
57? It was Scalp 57. It was one of the old coal mines.
Oh.
And the houses were built for the coal miners. You know, you see a lot of those pictures coming out of after World War II, how these little communities were built and that kind of thing.
Southwest Virginia, there's a lot of that well.
Yeah.
So what's your phobia?
What's my phobia?
Yeah. What are you afraid of? There's a new interactive map that classifies phobias by state.
I would probably say spiders and snakes, like the Jim Stafford song says.
Well, Kansas, they're afraid of snakes in Kansas.
Okay.
In Oklahoma, they have a fear of spiders.
Oh, so, wow, you've got your fear for the state.
Uh-huh.
What's Florida? Rattlesnakes?
Florida.
Or gators?
Is fear of blood.
Hmm. Interesting.
A lot of them are fear of blood. A lot of people have that. Some have fear of heights, like Arkansas.
Okay.
Fear of being alone in Mississippi. Fear of the outside in South Dakota. Fear of clowns.
Okay, I'm sorry.
In Wyoming.
Was it fear of being alone is Mississippi's, or is it fear of being alone in Mississippi?
No.
Which state was that? Neighboring state?
Fear of being alone. There's fear of intimacy in Iowa.
Oh, well, there's a lot of that.
Fear of flying in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of water in Oregon.
Well, that's probably a safe place to be.
And Virginia.
Okay.
Fear of failure.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did that appear in any other state?
It did. Okay. Let's see.
Because Northern Virginia is a high
Alabama.
Alabama, okay.
Has a fear of failure.
Northern Virginia is high octane all over the place, you know.
There's a lot of fear of water, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fear of germs or viruses. That would be Maine.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Huh.
Huh. Well, it's an interactive map that you can go to and check it out. Your localsecurity.com is where the data came from. And it's an interactive map where you can see the top fears across the country.
Okay.
So, according to the website, fear of failure was the most searched topic and bumped out fear of other humans from last year, which was the number one.
So I wonder if we'll ever, like, it'll change because of the pandemic, fear of another pandemic.
Well, maybe, because, you know, we never really had anything like that.
Yeah.
In
anybody
our lifetime.
Fear of bats.
Didn't see fear of bats.
Because we have them flying around.
Spiders and snakes.
Yeah, at night they'll be flying around.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't. Mm.
Yeah. We also have an article I was reading yesterday. The five smells Americans hate the most.
The five smells
that America hates the most.
Okay, I'm gonna guess that eggs is one of them. Boiled eggs.
No, that didn't make it. Number five was getting dog smell out of the carpet.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if they wee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's uric acid.
Right, right.
And it has a tendency to linger.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way to get rid of it is an enzyme detergent, which uses proteins to break down the components.
Okay.
So if you want to get rid of that smell, that's the best thing that you can use.
Okay.
Getting gasoline smell out of your shoes.
Yes. I'm usually really careful when I fill up the car and we're traveling,
mm-hmm.
and try not to overfill, you know, the car or whatever. I've done that, and then it literally drives my wife. It gives her a headache.
When you smell like gasoline. Yeah. It can get on your clothes. It can get on your shoes. The mm-hmm. best way to get rid of it is to use industrial dish soap, like a degreaser, like a Dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And leave them in a tub outside.
Okay.
And you know, soak them overnight.
Okay.
And it's and they say that's really really works well. Cigarette smell out of clothes
or drapes or whatever.
I mean, it can stick to everything, your hair, your clothes, everything. Even if you're not doing the smoking, if you're around somebody who smokes, it's crazy. To prevent this, they say the release of they say that people who smoke in their home need to clean their light bulbs because that's where the smoke accumulates. And then
that
when they turn
the
lights on, it releases the smell.
Right. You know, somebody told me one time, this was before, you know, we had all these nice little plug-in dilly-dallies you can plug in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take a drop of vanilla, put it on your finger, and wipe it on a light bulb. And it'll make it smell like there's people cooking cookies in the house. That was one of his tricks to make your house smell nice if you're like trying to sell it. This was 20 years ago.
Number two was getting mildew smell out of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a water bleach solution you can run through your washer that'll get rid of that. And number one was getting a skunk smell.
Okay.
They say the tomato juice thing is pretty much a myth.
Wait a minute, Leah just texted in right before you said that a minute ago. It says, I love skunk smell, which I love, she says.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, if you don't love it, you need to use peroxide and Dawn and baking soda.
Wow, that sounds like you're making some kind of a explosive.
I've used that on the dogs. It does work pretty well.
Oh, okay. Hey, CBS News is next. It's 7 o'clock.